for KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. The death of a woman whose body was discovered Thursday night lying in a ditch near Ball Club is being investigated as suspicious. The Itasca County Sheriff's Office reports the body was found along County Road 39. The woman was identified as 37-year-old Ricky Skog of Deer River. She was pronounced dead at the scene. The Sheriff's Office says Skog was last reported to have been seen on Wednesday. Anyone who may have seen Skog on or after July 15th or with information that may assist investigators is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office. The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension Crime Scene Team is assisting with the ongoing investigation. The Brainerd community is having tough conversations about bullying and mental health in the wake of the deaths of two young girls. Megan Buffington has more.
Outside Lexi Thornton's South Brainerd home, balloons, flowers, and stuffed animals are woven into the chain link fence. Despite the stifling heat, former neighbors Simone Owney and her son stopped to attach a purple paper heart. Written on it were words like talented, smart, beautiful, loving, unique, and forever 13. Watching over it all was Lexi's mom, Chantel Smith.
Brought my baby home in a car seat, and now I brought her home in a box.
The loss of Lexi came just weeks after another Forest View middle schooler died by suicide. Ava was 11. On Thursday, a small group of women gathered for a community forum at Wishing Well Therapy Services. Owner Miranda Ollie says the whole town just feels heavy.
When you feel that big of hurt, like within our whole community, it's just that feeling like something has to be done.
Ollie explained how to talk to your kids about suicide. Don't shy away from it. Let your kids guide the conversation and ask them direct questions. Ava and Lexi's parents say their daughters were bullied. Smith says Lexi, who was black, was bullied about her skin tone and appearance.
They said that her skin color was too dark, or her nose was too big, or didn't fit her face.
There's been a wave of outrage on social media from people upset with how the school district handles bullying. Smith says she hopes anyone who is struggling with suicidal thoughts asks for help. Despite her grief, she's willing to offer it.
Anything to keep our babies still here on Earth, because we don't want to bury any more babies.
An anti-bullying assembly is planned for 3 p.m. Sunday on Washington Street in Brainerd. You can reach the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline by calling or texting 988. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
Cleanup efforts continue across the tornado-affected areas of Becker County. The county assessor is offering storm-impacted residents an abatement on their property taxes. Qualifying homeowners can submit a local option disaster relief application. Those impacted are also being offered financial assistance through the Becker County Disaster Fund. Donations can be made at Bell Bank in Detroit Lakes. Veteran-led volunteer organization Team Rubicon helped residents with chainsaw work and tree removal at no cost. Sheriff's Lieutenant Luke Swear reports they left Friday after completing two work orders and assessing more than a dozen sites. The EF tornado packed winds of 115 miles per hour across a 7-mile path on July 6th. Links and contacts for these resources are at kaxe.org. The Carlton County Board has scheduled a public hearing to discuss a data center moratorium. If approved, an interim ordinance would be put in place while the county conducts a study. The study would evaluate whether additional data center regulations are needed in the county. The hearing will be at 4:15 p.m. August 24th in the Carlton County Transportation Building Boardroom in Carlton. The request for a moratorium came from the Land Stewards, a grassroots group that started in response to the proposed Enbridge-Sandpiper oil pipeline in 2013. The group's current focus is on the possible development of data centers in Carlton County. The issue is on the minds of many in the region as nearby Hermantown considers a proposal from Google to build a data center there. That's it for the Up North Report. Find more of our stories and photos and our primary election guide at kaxe.org. For KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.